you ever stopped to consider just exactly what the role of a pastor is? Sadly, many in our society today seem to think it's nothing more than a chance to talk to you for about an hour on a Sunday and play golf the rest of the week. You know, that really isn't what a pastor is all about, especially if you take a look at God's Word. He lays it out for us. And today, here on Abounding Grace, Pastor Chris Gordon continues a message we began yesterday. It is an installation message. We are installing another pastor to join the staff at Escondido URC, and Pastor Chris has chosen Romans chapter 10 for the installation service. A lot of profound insight into what it is ministers are to be about. Join us today as we continue where we left off yesterday. With today's broadcast of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
How do you get Jesus? How do you get Jesus? A pretty important question. Verse 9, we have the most beautiful and powerful statement made in the epistle about how somebody is saved from the judgment to come and hell. Look at this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you're going to be saved. You will be saved. You are saved. Oh, we should all just be leaping out of our seats right now, right? It's like we're left stranded on an island. If you watch the movie Castaway, I just like it because there's no words and no cussing, so it's a great movie. The only Hollywood movie that people are just silent. Stranded on a desert island. No way to get off. That's what we're like. We're like a bunch of people mulling around on a desert island, and we're all just worried about the state of the island. That's all we're really worried about. And how to save ourselves off this island. And so we're worried about small windstorms on the island. And we've tried to make this island our home. And we've built mansions on this island. And we've tried to shield ourselves off from everything else, thinking that we could create our happiness on this island. And we think everything's okay. If we just have our kids and grandkids are all around us, everything's wonderful. Everyone groping around on this island, trying to get happiness on the island. But it's absolutely impossible. And very soon, something has known. A massive hurricane is coming that's going to wipe out this island. A final storm is about to come. Think about this, that very few are prepared for. Very few are prepared for. You notice how completely absent in the Christianity today in the message is any doctrine of hell. We don't feel the weight of that. We're more worried about the state of our island. We're more worried about the state of the country than the massive storm that's about to hit. You haven't seen anything. Everyone's trying to save themselves right now. You want an assessment of society and culture? That's what's going on from all these problems. Little windstorms. Now, what Paul says here to summarize is that on this island, everyone's trying to find a savior too. And they're doing what they can to bring God down to help them. The religious people. And they think that if we can just do enough to please God, we can bring God to us to get us back off this island. That's human ingenuity. That's human righteousness. That thinks to itself, we will do this. We can do this. You ever notice that entire spirit has overcome our whole society? You put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. That's just what Paul's talking about here. Everyone trying to fix their misery. Paul says there's this kind of thinking that goes into that heart, and it's like this. The righteousness based on faith says, Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. It's a very simple statement. It seems complex. It's actually a very simple statement. All that is saying is the person of faith does not say, we will do everything we can to fix our misery here and get back to God. That was the Tower of Babel. Every expression that you've ever seen throughout history. We will do what is in our power to fix our woes. We will bring God to us. Long history of this in the Bible. And then Paul says there's an entirely different way of thinking that is of faith. Paul says something powerful. What does the person of faith say? Notice it very carefully here. The word is near you. Let that set in for a minute. The word is near you. This is verse 8. In your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God is announcing here, there is a great way to be reconciled to him. There is a great way to know his love again. There is a great way to have true peace again. There is a great way of something that he did. And here's the good news. You don't even have to go get this yourself. You can't. Listen to me. He has to do something. You can't go get it. He has to send something to you. And you can't manipulate him to get it. Now I stop and I say, that's what the pastorate's all about. The minister is sent to minister the word of God to you, that word that's in your mouth and in your hearts. What does a pastor do? There's still a problem in this text. I don't know if we've ever felt the weight of it. I felt it fresh this week, myself, even as a pastor. How does the word get into the mouth and into the heart? That's the question of this text. That God has to bring to you, that you can't go get, you can't drag it down, and you can't pull it up. Most people in Christianity today, which is sad, think you can find Jesus on your own. This is the most difficult aspect to this, to what I'm preaching today, because this is so foreign in evangelicalism today. I say this is what makes reform being the most difficult today, right here. Right here, right now. Because everyone else wants something more exciting than this. It's a particular American Christianity that by and large is not content with Jesus. And they still think we can find Jesus on our terms, on the mountaintop, anywhere else on our own outside of the body of Christ. Do you know this? You cannot be saved from the wrath to come apart from the ministry God has put in place. That's a strong proposition. That statement comes on the verse of heels of what he just said in verse 8. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which what do we do as pastors? The word of faith which we preach. Here's the point Paul's making. No one finds Jesus on their own. Remember when Jesus was on earth, he made something very clear. I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. And Paul confirms that in Romans 3 and says, no one seeks after God. You don't find him on your own, and you don't go looking for him on your own. So that's quite a predicament that we're in. There's a judgment's coming. We've lost everything in Adam. We forfeited it all. We gave it all away. And we don't, what we don't think about is this. What did God have to do for us? He had to send you pastors. Messengers. That's why he's so strong on us to make sure we're doing what we're doing, by the way. That's what we talked about last time with Nadab and Abihu. And that's what we look at it with the messengers, the pastors in the first chapters of Revelation 2 and 3, where he's going after the pastors who aren't doing their job. But we're so used to thinking this is normal. This is not normal. This is an exceptional work of the Lord. You could do nothing to rescue yourself. You're stuck on an island. A final hurricane's coming. And all of a sudden, look, out in the distance, I see a little boat. And this man is in the boat and he's rowing and he's coming as fast as he can to get to us. And with him is a little scroll. And he's got a good message for us. He's announcing somebody to us. He's helping us to understand this one who is sent to deliver us. And Paul wants you to understand right here what pastors are sent to do. But look at verse 14. How then will they call in him in whom they've not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they're sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. The good news. He just said to you, and he works backward here. He just said, there's five necessities to bring salvation to you so that the word gets into your mouth and into your heart. Five things God had to do. Notice it. The first thing God has to do is send you a messenger. How will they preach unless they are what? Sent. Not everyone's sent. The harvest is plentiful, said the Lord, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. So the first necessity for you to be saved is to the ends of the earth is that God would send a messenger to you. And then how will they, notice the second thing there. Remember, we're working kind of backwards here. How are they to preach unless they're sent? Notice that the second thing that the pastor has to do upon being sent is to minister that word to you. That's why Paul said the primary calling that we have here, both of us pastors, is to minister that word to you. Preach the word in season, out of season. That's why Jesus said, you know what? Really pay careful attention to how you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Most important thing you do in your weeks is to come and sit and listen to a sermon. It is. It's his word. How will they hear without a preacher? Jesus is speaking here, and that's the point he's making, that the voice of Jesus goes out through the messenger, and that's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they come to me, not to us. We're trying to direct you to him. And then verse 14 says, literally, how are they to believe of him in whom they've not heard? So you have to hear, and then you have to believe, right? This is a pretty natural order that comes into place. And then the center of the chiasm is, when you call, you're saved. He sends messengers. Messengers bring the word to you. They preach that word. You hear that word by his power, by the way. He opens your hearts. You believe that. Faith is a gift. And then with his strength, you call on the name of the Lord. And right then and there, he justifies you forever. Wow. Conclusion, if God didn't do this, you'd all be going to hell. That's pretty significant. And I think he makes that point by proving Isaiah, citing Isaiah 52 as written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Do you know God pictures his pastors with beautiful feet? You're like, no, come on. I know some of the ladies like to paint their feet and soak their feet and make them beautiful. And I always say at this point in the sermon, husbands, don't ever get mad at that. You let them do that. Feet. Our feet aren't that beautiful physically. But we're pictured as running to you to say, look what we have for you. I've got the best news for you. Angela has, Reverend Contreras has the best news for you. And his job is to minister that to you constantly in the life of the congregation. God's peace, God's love, God's help. And at times we have to say, that's sin, that's wrong. And you've got to return to him. This is what makes the ministry somewhat hard at times, doesn't it? You know, it's kind of like Ahab, who just thought pastors were troublers in Israel. Or Jehoshaphat. You know, ask Ahab, aren't there any pastors out here that we can hear the word of the Lord? Yeah, there's one. His name's Micaiah. I hate him. I'm quoting right now. For he never prophesies good concerning me, but evil. Well, if you repent and look to Jesus, there's a lot of good Micaiah has to say to you. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say that. God's intention is to send to you pastors today to run to you with good news. And everything is in place for you to be saved. That's the center of the chiasm. Everything is in place for you to call on the name of the Lord. And he will not disregard your call. Call on him today. You ever gotten on your knees and call on the name of the Lord? And asked him to deliver you. Asked him for salvation. Asked him for his mercies. Jesus said, I will never drive away that kind of person who comes to me that way. Struggle with pastoral ministry maybe is because it's so familiar and we're so used to it that I think in America we've become a little bit like Tyre and Sidon. A burned over district. What do I mean by that? All these years of preaching, all these pastors, look at the books that are written in this country. Look at the testimony that's been given in this country. Has a country ever seen more witness of Jesus and pastors sent than the United States of America? If Jesus could say, woe to you, Tyre and Sidon, if the works that had been done in you had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented a long time ago in sackcloth and ashes. Tyre and Sidon had a lot of preachers, it seems, sent to them. And so has our time and place. And this is not easy. We need your prayer. We need your help. We need your encouragement. That you might understand and help us too, because I was just at the Banner of Truth conference this last week here in Ramona. It was amazing to me how many discouraged pastors were there. And the levels of pastoral burnout and quit right now are huge. I'm not saying that to make you feel bad for us. I'm saying that to understand we need you too. We need your prayers. We need your encouragement. But I want you to see the beautiful thing that's been done for you today. God sent to you another faithful under-shepherd in Pastor Contreras. And we're a team. And there are a lot of needs here. With a growing church, people have a lot of needs. And I loved what Angelo said when he stood up here for the question and answer time. My goal and purpose is to further the ministry of the word in the specific way I do pastoral ministry. And that's just what Pastor Donovan believed. His position is not one of busy work. It's not for all of us to dump more things on him than he needs. But to take the word that is delivered here to you, it's a powerful word. It's a living word. And to help you with that, to minister the good news to you and your needs. That's how good God is to you. He's continuing this. So be encouraged that way. Look at all the discouragements in the world right now. Look at the encouragement you get today. You just have an actual proof that God is still continuing to put everything in place so that people would call upon him. Isn't that encouraging in this mess? That he's still doing this to the ends of the earth? Don't take it for granted. May the Lord give you help in this. We are a blessed church, and Angela, we are, Reverend Contreras, happy to that God sent you here. And Trista and family and girls, we're so thankful that the Lord brought you here in the long line of a lot of faithful ministers in this church. You boys and girls, go look in the room again. And receive the one who is sent to you. In our crazy world today, what this indicates is this. Here's the imagery. My hands are still open. That's God's hands. All day long, I am calling out, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. That's Jesus' word to you. And that is going out today to the ends of the earth. And we're a blessed church to be a part of that. May we believe, and may we not be like Israel, who after all this blessing stiffen their necks and harden their hearts. That's a great warning. Receive this blessing and believe today and call out on the name of the Lord. And here's his promise. You will be saved. Nothing can separate you from his love. All of it's right here in place for you. Let's praise him. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful word today. And thank you for being so faithful through all these years to continue to keep the pastoral ministry. And we are weak, we confess, as pastors. We don't have the strength in and of ourselves. We're sinful. We need your help constantly to love the sheep the way that we should, to minister the way that we should, and to not think that we're Jesus. May all people be led to his feet. And may through this ministry, this church be built up, strengthened, edified, encouraged. And may they hear the voice who's calling to them. And may your sheep respond. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And you're listening to Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, who will be back in just a moment with some exciting news about an upcoming conference that we would love for you to be a part of. First, let me leave you with our website and our phone number in case you would like to reach out to us. This is a listener-supported program, and we are greatly encouraged when you come alongside of us financially and prayerfully to ensure that this broadcast continues not only here where you're listening, but elsewhere throughout the country. Our web address is agradio.org. Now, that's a great place to go if you would like links to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram accounts. Also, a marvelous repository of past programs can be found, again, there at agradio.org. Or leave us a question or prayer request at questions@agradio.org. You can also reach us by phone, 888-504-8805. That's 888-504-8805. Now, there is a banner on our website, agradio.org, and it's all about an upcoming conference in May. And we're really excited to have you be a part of it. Chris, this is going to be an amazing conference, isn't it?
This will be a really enjoyable conference. I don't know if any of the listeners, I'm sure you're familiar with Ligonier Ministries. That was where R.C. Sproul was a great influence for years and a teaching place for him. One of their regional conferences they're going to host here in Escondido, and the speakers will be W. Robert Godfrey, Burke Parsons, Derek Thomas, and then I will be able to give a session too. So that'll be on May 13 and 14. So that's coming up. The title is If the Foundations Are Destroyed. And that's kind of based in Psalm 11. The talks here will be a wonderful help to those who come. Derek Thomas will be delivering one titled The Lord is Our Refuge. Dr. Godfrey will be speaking on When the Foundations Are Destroyed.
looking at that from Psalm 11. So we want to encourage you, if you'd like to come to the conference, again, that's May 13 and 14, sign up at www.agradio.org. And there is a banner there that's posted on the website, link you right to Ligonier Ministries to sign up for the conference. So do please make use of that on our website at agradio.org.
And again, we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for spending time with us today. Until next time, may God bless you as you seek His abounding grace. Abounding Grace is brought to you on this radio station by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries.
Hi, this is Chris Gordon, pastor of the Escondido United Reformed Church. I'd like to invite you to our Sunday worship services at 9:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. We have two worship services, 9:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. We preach Christ and Him crucified with the goal that you would live in the joy of this comfort in the knowledge of the forgiveness of all of your sins. 1864 North Broadway is the address here in Escondido. We'd love to see you this Sunday.